Our technology focus takes us now to Toronto-based Star Navigation Systems Group, which works in the aerospace sector on hardware and software solutions that are revolutionizing how we monitor planes in flight. And joining us now to talk about the latest innovations at the company is Viraf Kapadia. He is the CEO at Star Navigation. Viraf, it's a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for joining us on Business at Night.
Nice talking to you, Greg.
So in some ways, your technology does what a black box recorder does on a plane, but rather than recording information that would be retrieved after an accident, your technology, in fact, reports back to a monitoring station in real time. So you can actually detect and diagnose problems before they lead to a tragedy.
Absolutely correct. We are the world's first real-time air-to-ground flight data monitoring system.
It's a really, really compelling technology, and as I've been prone to say on this segment with other technology companies before, Viraf, you know you're onto a good idea when the first response is, why didn't someone think of this before?
Each time we present to technology guys, aviation guys, people who are within the industry, there is a wow factor. Every single time, after the first 10 minutes, before that they think, oh, is this doable? So that tells me that I have something that no one else had, and thank God I patented it in 6 countries, and more or less we have the system. It took us about 10 years to develop it, because ideas are great if you just have ideas, but you have to make sure they develop into an actual product that is helpful to the industry and the world.
Of course, and I would imagine that up until recently, you've been a bit handcuffed by the available technology as well, because what we are talking about is the relaying of a great deal of information that requires a lot of bandwidth, that requires a lot of transmission capacity, and up until recently, I would guess, as a layperson here, that that transmission capacity just didn't exist.
Well, this transmission capacity that we use with Iridium is only 2.4 bandwidth, and even then, we are able to send up to 45 parameters per second. So if you're talking about a minute, we are sending 450 parameters. If you're talking about 10 seconds, 450. And if you're talking about a minute, we are sending quite a bit more than what's actually in the black box.
Very good. Well, let's compare it with a black box to start with, just to give our listeners an understanding of how the device works, because a black box measures all kinds of different parameters on a plane, avionics, attitude, location, you name it. Does your technology measure all of those same basic parameters?
And a few hundred or a few thousand more.
Wow. So it really does do just about everything. It's not just a GPS locator to boil it down.
No, not at all. What the black box does is picks up some parameters from the flight data acquisition unit or one of the computers, but we pick up all the information from all the computers, or in aviation terminology, they are called the data buses, which are the 717 and 429 data buses. And with modern aircraft, you could have up to 18,000 parameters coming out of the aircraft.
Fascinating stuff. Now, you mentioned that you've got patents on this and that you were first to market with this idea. Do you have any competition in this space right now?
I would absolutely categorically say there is no competition at all. There are people who do small things like GPS or bits and pieces here and there, not even more than 5% of what we do. So, yes, we are the only people in the world, especially a Canadian company. Let's all be proud of us Canadians.
Absolutely, and these are exactly the kinds of stories that I like to promote on the program, because local good news stories, good Canadian companies making needed products are more than welcome to be profiled on Business at Night. Now, you said there's a wow factor when you market this to various industry officials and airlines, I would imagine. How is the industry responding? Are they investing in this right away?
Okay, the industry is one which is always very ultra-cautious. I would say they are very cautious on everything they can bring in, because you can't put something in an aircraft which is flying away from no umbilical cord or anything, and then something goes wrong. So what the industry is always cautious. However, I would encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is www.star-navigation.com, and look at the people behind us, the advisory board, the directors. Industry looks at everything and says, okay, what can you do that I cannot do today? So when we present, and sometimes we actually show, there is one of the units that is flying on an aircraft, on an Airbus 310, which really comes up, and when some people see it, they see the the path the flight is taking, if there is any issue with any of the components, any of the parameters which is exceeded because of temperature, fuel, late landing gear, retraction, there are things, a terminology is called the FOQA and MOQA in aviation, which means flight operations quality assurance, maintenance operations quality assurance. Flight operations deals with the plane in flight with pilots and things like that, whereas maintenance is on the ground repairs and maintenance of your aircraft to the highest standards and safety. We are able to monitor all that. So if you have, let's say you own an aircraft, Greg, and you're sitting on the ground and your aircraft is being used, you could actually go and click on our website, put in your password, and go and see what is happening on your aircraft at that very moment. And if there is an issue and you're not even on the computer, you will get a page on your cell phone, or you might get an email, whatever you decide, and or whatever your engineering guys decide, you can actually have a protocol to set up and talk to XYZ that there is an issue with your aircraft. And your vice president of engineering or your flight operations guys or safety guys could actually get in touch with the cockpit with the phone that we provide and actually take some action. Basically, I know I'm speaking too fast and too much. Basically, we are proactive rather than reactive. Everything else today is reactive.
Absolutely, and I think that is the most important point, because the purpose of a black box recorder in a plane, of course, is to explain what went wrong, hopefully, and a lot of forensic investigation is required as well. But the idea behind that is that ultimately, future design generations of that plane will be built better so that that flaw won't occur again, whereas your technology prevents the accident from happening in the first place, ultimately saving some very expensive equipment, but most importantly, saving lives.
But at the same time, definitely that's our main objective, but at the same time, we are able to actually offer more or less savings on fuel. Your equipment is looked after better. If there is a sort of a issue that can be looked after now, why not look after it now or maintain it properly so you don't have to spend a lot more money on actually getting it fixed later.
Now, beyond the obvious applications of monitoring avionics and location and all the other parameters that you've mentioned, can this technology be used to monitor what's happening in the cabin as well, with the obvious application being anti-terrorism monitoring?
In our patent, we have a lot of those things covered, but our first product, which is the ISMS, in-flight safety monitoring system, we have everything except the cockpit, as in the case for terrorism and things like that. But future products very soon will be having bits of that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, you are approved by Transport Canada and the Federal Aviation Administration in the U.S., so as much as you say the industry is cautious and sometimes slow to take on new technologies, it would seem that at least the policymakers and the regulators are very much in favor of what you're doing.
Absolutely. When they know about our benefits and features, they absolutely look at it and say, yes, this is something for the future, but it is available today.
Yeah, so maybe I can ask you for a message for your shareholders, and by the way, for people who are interested, SNA is the ticker symbol on the TSX Venture.
That is correct.
So what do you say to your shareholders? Because very often with technologies like this, when you're trying to scratch your way into a market where you're introducing a brand new idea, we're going to call you like a 10-year-long overnight success.
Okay, I would love to say one thing to my shareholders. Thanks for your loyalty. You actually bought into our dream, which is now a reality. And I will actually even want to address a little bit to the people who are in the industry. We are not a replacement for the black box yet. However, we are the next best alternative, which means that the better alternative is that we are able to be proactive rather than reactive. We will complement the black box, but God forbid something happens like the Air France disaster over coming out of Brazil last June or July. The information could have been sent down, because the satellite system we use is one of the most popular and successful ones, Iridium satellites, which cover the Earth with 66 satellites, so there is no chance of any failure or loss of messages. Having said that, the industry has to look at us because we are a real-time flight data transmission system. We do online remote aircraft monitoring, instant alert notifications, custom threshold parameters, customized reporting by department. We transmit up to 18,000-plus parameters per minute. You might have thought with a 2.4 bandwidth you can't do that, but we can, using the right software. We have universal access points via internet anytime. Our system is a standalone 24/7 live monitoring. We don't need people in the room watching the screens except to make sure that the power and internet is on. FAA and Transport Canada, as you mentioned, have looked at us, certified us. We have STCs, supplemental type certificates, to go on various kinds of aircraft. We also provide flight tracking and GPS tracking, automated Mayday function, and modular architecture. So what you're buying today might not be obsolete within the next 6 months or a year. Our system is built on such a solid platform that the software really will run it for years to come.
And presumably, there is no need to even talk about competing with the existing black box technology for F, because I imagine that your technology works just fine in tandem with the existing black boxes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It sounds to me as though this is something that in very short order will likely be standard equipment on some of the major airline brands, as well as probably being put in by the manufacturers themselves with an eye towards some of the big jet builders out there. But
absolutely.
Time will tell, Viraf. So on that note, we are out of time right now, but I will give you an invitation to join us again at any time when you've got
absolutely.
Another announcement.
I would like to just make one small point. In the last month, less than a month ago, we signed with a company called Astrium, which is an EADS, the parent of Airbus, EADS subsidy. And we look at it, and yes, we are being recognized by the best in the industry. We have a long way to go yet. We expect one day that our system will be very useful in making sure when you fly on your holiday, be it for business, you come back home safe. And on top of it, we will save money for airlines, hopefully with their maintenance programs, with fuel savings, trend analysis, trend monitoring, all that. And we hope to be a sort of brand ambassador for Canada and the aviation world.
Well, I very much look forward to hearing the announcements as they come out, and congratulations on persevering through what I know has been a long road, but it's certainly starting to pay off now. Once again, for interested investors, the ticker symbol on the TSX Venture Exchange is SNA. Viraf Kapadia is the chief executive at the company. A real pleasure chatting with you, Viraf, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Craig, that was wonderful. Nice talking to you, and thanks a lot.
And remember, all the best features from Business at Night can be found on my website, thecapitalinsider.com. The 8 o'clock news is up next. This is News Talk Radio, 580 CF.